days. And I know that you want him to stay. And I know things ain't going your way. But no, don't go astray. No, don't go astray.
Hey. There was a girl called Ree, she was just like me. Love the finer things in life, LVGG. On the hustle she would do what was necessary. Make sure she get to the bag and she got to the P. There was a guy called Mike, he was just her type. Bad man, getting money, he do everything right. Thought it would be positive when he entered her life. All it took was one night. See, he was on the roads, so he had a strap. I mean, who really else can't protect him like that? Feds been on him, couldn't keep it at his flat. So he asked her if she had a place she could put it at. They already had a baby, gave her a couple stats. Been paying for her life, so she thought to give back. Wanted to travel with it, so she met him at the trap. Never thought she'd take a detour on the way back. She got a call from her best friend, like, yo babe, can you meet me in the West End? I know Mike already gave you some money to spend. Let me know and we'll be done about around 10. Aight, come then. But she couldn't pretend, she went feeling herself. Needed a break, cause her mind was really somewhere else. Maybe it was postpartum, but she needed help. Where we're from, who really checking on her mental health? Shopping done, she took a cab on her way back. Left the house with one, now she got 10 bags. But when she gets to the crib, she only got 8. Shit, where the other 2 bags at? Didn't wanna panic, didn't know how to react. She left the bag with a strap in the cab. Tried to call the driver, he already called Jay. She got nicked for the pole before he even made it back.
I know you've been having your days. And I know that you want him to stay. And I know things ain't going your way. But no, don't go astray.
Yeah. There was a girl called Pam, it was her and her man. Them two against the world and she ain't give a damn. Was known for moving that work, he was selling them grams. Had some issues with the law, in and out of the can. See, his name was Jack, he never had it like that. He was used to pissy flats, in and out with them cats. In the slum, pet Nizzy always where he was at. That was his habitat, he would smoke a lot of weed. But truth is, he was probably in need. Someone to take heed, maybe some therapy. Don't know why it's taboo when we struggle mentally. Like we crying for help, but this ain't telepathy. That's how it be for black men. Feeling all alone like nobody can back them. Can't be bold if he can't face a problem with you. When black men are most prone to having mental health issues. See, Pam was on her shit, she had her own bit. But she was staying at her nan's while her crib got repaired. So Jack was with her too, she thought it was fair. Cause every time she's home, he was always there. She thought they'll both be safe in her nan's care. But Jack was on the verge, she wasn't aware. Pam's nan will lock the doors when they're inside. Cause the area they lived in weren't a vibe. Jack felt like a hostage, thought they were being snide. So decides nobody ain't making it out alive. He went inside the kitchen to grab a knife. Looking Pam in the eyes, she knew something went right. He killed her, her mum, the nan, the dad. Weed induced psychosis, he's going mad. Best called the scene a blood bath when he got grabbed. Neighbors said they heard the screams when they got stabbed.
I know you've been having your days. And I know that you want him to stay. And I know things ain't going your way. But no, don't go astray. No, don't go astray. I know you've been having your days. And I know that you want him to stay. And I know things ain't going your way. But no, don't go astray. No, don't go astray.
Getting used to.